It is Saturday, November 7th, is that right? This is Sean McCord at the Virginia Film Festival. I am sitting across from Ryan Carmichael and Maria Vermeulen. Ryan is the director, producer, writer of But Not For Me, which screens tonight, Saturday, 6:45 at the Violet Crown. And Maria, you're one of his actors. Say hello, Ryan. Say hello first.
Hi, my name is Ryan Carmichael.
Tell us about... We'll get to her. We'll get to the pretty lady. but tell us about But Not For Me.
Okay, so But Not For Me is... we like to call it a hip-hop musical. Mm-hmm. It's set in New York City, and it follows the story of our protagonist, Will Stewart, who is a sort of down-on-his-luck advertising copywriter who's having a little bit of trouble making ends meet in New York City, and as a result is feeling a little bit disillusioned about his life. In a very existential sense. Throughout the course of the movie, he meets and falls in love with his next-door neighbor, Hope, who happens to be a disillusioned concert violinist. And as a way to sort of find meaning in life, they come together to make music that has a little bit of a social message to sort of get out there and sort of direct what they're trying to do with their lives. Yeah.
And Hope is played by Maria.
I actually play Grace.
Grace, excuse me.
Yeah.
Hope and Grace.
Hope and Grace.
Yeah, yes. How did I get that mixed up? Okay, well, tell us about your part in the film.
So my part in the film is, the story is definitely more Will and Hope's, but I mm-hmm. play Grace. I'm maybe a little bit more of the voice of groundedness throughout the film amidst all the disillusioned love story. I play the intern at the advertising agency that Will works at. And I'm the character who's maybe more like, oh, life is not so bad in spite of all these circumstances that are getting you down. So. Yeah.
And you told me that you've been palling around with this guy Ryan for a while.
I'm sorry.
You've been palling around with Ryan for a while.
Absolutely, yeah. Ryan and I went way back. We went to undergrad in Ann Arbor together.
Mm-hmm. At UMI, at University of Michigan.
And I auditioned for his undergraduate thesis. Everything's New and Lost Time, and got cast as a very bit part, had a monologue, got the monologue cut, and now I get to come back as one of the principal roles, though, so it was, yeah.
Right, but this film, But Not For Hire, which screens tonight, Saturday at 6:45 at the Violet Crown, this was your thesis film at NYU.
It was
NYU.
My thesis film at NYU. The funny thing is, it was, by NYU standards, it was deemed very, too ambitious. Like, they thought I was doing too much with the film. In fact, you know, I'm going to put this out there. One of my thesis advisors said I was trying to spin too many plates at the same time with this film. And, you know,
Did they take points off of that?
No. I mean, how do you take points off of a student filmmaker for being too ambitious? Like, isn't that the point of going to film school?
Right, especially if you succeed.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I was like, you know, I'm going to take all this advice in stride and still try. And at the end of the day, I'm very happy with the film, both as, you know, my means of graduating from NYU and as a piece of work that I can show and be my calling card in the industry and stuff like that, too. Yeah.
So this is not your first festival. Tell me about some of your other experiences.
We actually premiered in June of this year at the Brooklyn Film Festival, where we won the Audience Award for Feature Films and the Best Score Award. In fact, the music in the film is kind of like, I think it's the most celebrated part of the film. I
mean, well, tell me about the score. It's just a totally original score in
very,
the film?
Yeah, totally original score. There's, you know, the score is amazing, but there are also, I think, six original songs that sort of like trace the scope of the narrative.
And who are your musicians?
My composer's name is Raphael Laloupe. Mm-hmm. He was actually my, the funny story is we met at NYU. We were first year students. We roomed together in the graduate housing. We shared a studio apartment in New York our first semester in New York, and you know, he composed music for films, and I was a filmmaker. I was really impressed with his work, and I said, we got to work together someday, and this was our chance to work together. So he did the score and the music for the songs, and I wrote the lyrics for the songs.
And is this a hip-hop score?
Yeah.
And was he a hip-hop musician?
He wasn't, actually. He was, I think his knowledge of hip-hop was very, very shallow, and mm-hmm. like, he was very nervous when I asked him to do this. But his knowledge of music is so vast outside of even hip-hop. Like, he knows so much about music, and that was part of what drew me to working with him. I'm like, well, we don't want just a standard hip-hop score. Take your knowledge of all these other, you know, film score, you know, tropes and conventions and bring them into my idea for what I want to do with this hip-hop movie. Let's see what we get. So even like, you know, I think the film is very experimental in itself, but the music itself is also very experimental because I worked with a composer who wasn't as well versed in hip hop as, say, I was, but I can't write music.
Right.
I wrote the lyrics, but I can't write music, so having him to work with was great.
And it's rap and violin. So
yeah, it's classical music and rap. So yeah.
I mean, you know, that's part of the sign of a good filmmaker is knowing what you can't do.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I could have tried, it would have been terrible.
And having the friends. The film we're talking about is But Not For Me, screened Saturday at 6:45. We're talking to director, producer, writer Ryan Carmichael, his actor Maria Vermeulen. Maria, you're a New York actor.
Yes.
Tell us about some of the other work you've done.
I also recently acted in another independent film called She Lights Up Well that's available on iTunes now, and I studied at the Maggie Flanigan Studio, and that's been the extent of my New York acting.
Nice plug. No, that was well done. Ryan, after the screening, when you leave the Virginia Film Festival, how can people find out about the film? Do you have a webpage?
Great question. Yeah, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, But Not For Me. Just search on Facebook. ButNotForMeFilm.com is the website.
Mm-hmm.
We have my producer and I, Jason Stefaniak, have a production company, Impolite Company. They can follow us on our ImpoliteCompany.com to follow all of our other work that we're going to be doing. But Not For Me on Facebook is probably the best bet.
So you're done with school?
Done with school.
What's next for you?
Next? I'm trying to write the next script. It's tough because like this movie itself took me so many years.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out what I want to do next as far as writing and like investing my energy in some other projects. It's been tough, but you know, finding that next project is probably the next step for me.
And did you is this your first time in Virginia, in this area?
I've actually been to Virginia a couple times before now, but yeah, I haven't spent a lot of time here before. But yeah,
did you just get here today?
Just got here a couple hours ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You are fresh off the boat.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right. Well, best of luck with
Thank
you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
This sounds like an amazing film, But Not For Me, which screens tonight, Saturday at 6:45 at the Violet Crown. Thank you both of you for coming by. You know what? I hope we see you back here next year with your next great
Thank
film.
You. I hope so, too. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Have a good one.